And people in the neighborhood, once again, brought to you in part by the Peer VA Clinic, as well as by Lee Real Estate. And again, as we said, we have Mayor Steve Harding in studio with us right now. And just a couple of things to talk about today.
Chuck, you know, we do have a few things here that we can cover. But
okay,
we
let's can... start with, oh, let's start with the Highland Avenue.
Highland Avenue project. Yeah, just a quick update on that one. That's moving along. I don't know if they'll get the whole thing completed this year yet. So it may get closed up, you know, a hard service, temporary service put on it, you know, before winter sets in, you know, hopefully by the end of October. But then that project will probably continue next spring then. But they'll get it buttoned up enough for the winter.
Okay.
And then... proceed again once the spring gets here. And you know, back in August we put on a voluntary water restriction because of the water line that runs underneath that street. That water line is over 70 years old, and it feeds the Evans Street water reservoir up there on top of the hill by the Mickelson Center. So we asked the public to, if you have an even number house number, to water on even days, and the odd numbered house numbers to water on odd days. And that's really helped us because that main line is feeds that water reservoir. And because it's under construction, we had to bypass some of that. So it just, we've got plenty of water. It's just that particular line, because it's under repair, we just need a little help there to take some of the pressure off that. And that's been, the public's been very supportive of that and helping us out, and that's we appreciate that very much.
What also helped you out is we started getting some rain.
So, yeah.
About right. That time, yeah. We started getting some rain. Okay.
We did. And, you know, we continue with our chip seal project. We talked about that a couple times. We did 160 blocks of chip seal this year. And, you know, if you remember, we put some additional money into our street contract or street budget last year so we could do a few more blocks. And I think people, you know, have seen that we've been doing quite a bit, because sometimes you kind of had to go through a little maze to get home.
Right.
But it was, you know, that's temporary, that chip seal. We put down the oil and then the chips. And then after that, we come back with what's called a fog seal, and we put that over the top of everything. And that really... puts a seal over everything, keeps the moisture out of that. We found over the years that really enhances the life of the street by doing that. And that's really temporary, you know, a couple hours and that's dried up and people can drive on it. So we're getting that pretty much all wrapped up. So we got that done in time here before winter sets in.
And what you didn't say is that maze was changing almost every day.
Yes. It was. You'd think, okay, I got to go.
I got it all figured out.
And yeah, the maze figured out, and then it, nope, okay, this one's blocked, so I have to go back. So that's true. And then the water treatment plant, we continue work down there. If you drive by there now, they've started working on the line from the treatment plant itself to the distribution system, the city's distribution system. So you'll see the work being done down there in Steamboat Park now.
Okay.
Some trenches being dug down there and that pipe getting laid down there. So that continues. Once that's done, then they'll really start going to work in on the interior of the plant. And that's scheduled to be done about this time next year, you know, September, October of next year.
Okay.
And it'll take... they figure anywhere from 45 to 60 days to totally get the water into the system, you know, where you're actually getting the new treated water out of your tap.
Right.
It'll take, they totally sanitize that whole line first, you know, after they get all the construction done, then they put a solution in there, sanitize that whole line before they start, you know, putting water in it. And so you can expect, you know, I'd say October, you know, next year.
We're about a year out,
and we'll be getting some clean, fresh water. So it's exciting.
It is
to
exciting.
Get that done.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then the wastewater treatment plant, that doesn't get a lot of, you know, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But you know, we treat about 1.5 million gallons a day of wastewater down there, and we just started a $15 million. Update to that plant down there. And it's going to improve. It's a different way of, you know, treating the wastewater, and it should improve the odor down there that we sometimes get on those hot, humid days down there. So that'll be great. And the line, the discharge line from the plant to the river where we discharge the water, that'll be totally new, and we're going to start digging that in. So that will affect the Lewis and Clark walking trail down there, because that will be dug up. But we'll have that area fenced so the public can we'll have a route around it, but it'll be different for a while down in that area. So if folks riding their bikes or walking down there, just be aware that that'll be a detour of some kind down there why we put that line in. And that'll really bring that plant, our wastewater plant, up to really all the latest technology and treatment things. And then you look at our new water treatment plant, and you look at the electrical upgrades we've made. Looking into the future, Pier's utilities are in excellent shape once we get that wastewater treatment plant done. So right. We should be able to, you know, for the next decade to, you know, our utilities are in great shape. So, and it's because of the proactive investments that not only this commission has made, but the commissions before, you know, being proactive on keeping those utilities up to date, because they are expensive to maintain,
right.
and you need them. You know, they all operate 24/7, all year round. So it you know, to keep those up to date and provide the services, it just takes it's expensive process.
And down by the river, of course, we have some stuff going on down there. We have I still love the project where you're going to be watering the parks with river water.
Yes, we are. Yep. We let that bid, and it came in more expensive than what we were thinking. So we rejected the bids, and we're going to relook at everything. And pipe overall is, because of COVID and supply shortage, and we even found it when at the water treatment plant, you know, the piping, underground piping, is there's a short supply of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think, well, we can rebid that project again, and maybe when the prices are a little bit better for the pipe, and get a better price on that. So we didn't get that project awarded, but we're still
looking at it.
Yep,
okay,
absolutely.
And then also the pool.
The pool, if you've seen down there, if you drive down there now, they're really getting after that down there, and you've noticed a lot more trucks hauling dirt down there and back both, and the hole is starting to get deeper.
Okay.
And that's getting started. Now that we've got to get that done before November 1st, I believe it is, so that we get the compaction on that, and it's set up before it freezes so that dirt can get compacted down. So then next spring, we intend to go to bid for the actual construction of the pool in probably December, January. And then we'll get that awarded, and they'll start construction on that next spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then that should be completed, the late fall next year. Not early enough to be used, but enough to be completed where we'll be able to... put a little water in there, and
not coincidentally, water from the new water treatment
plant. That's
right. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
The water treatment plant. That's okay. Exactly right, Chuck. Because we want to use that good, clean water in there, and then so that'll open the spring of 2023, and that will really be a great day. That'll be a fun day when that opens.
Yep. Absolutely.
So lots going on.
Anything else that you can think of?
You know, we've been working on the 2023 budget.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have that wrapped up by October 1st. We started working on that back in July, so we're looking in good shape here. We about got that balance, so we're looking real good for 2022 budget.
Okay.
You bet.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us again this morning. A lot going on.
Yep,
and,
you bet.
And, of course, we look forward to all of this new stuff.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Smooth roads and clear water.
New pool.
And all of that goes along with it.
Yep, it'll be a fun next couple of years.
It will be.
Those things, those big projects completed.
It will be. Looking forward to seeing what's on the horizon.
Yep.
So once again, that's People in the Neighborhood. We have Pier Mayor Steve Harding with us as we are going to have more of your favorite classic country coming up here in just a little bit. We'll be checking in with the American Ag Network here coming up in just a little bit. It's about 7:49 on 1060 KGFX.